Hey, I'm Scott, and I am an American in Bangkok. And, it's second podcast in a row that I've done on time. Well, first podcast I've done on time in a row, but the second week of my podcast. And I just got back from running around, running some errands. What is it? It's almost 5 p.m. on a Tuesday. And what did I do today? Well, I woke up early. I wrote about 2,500 words, which is quite a lot for me. It took me 4 or 5 hours. And got that out of the way, which, you know, is something that I strive to do every day. Usually it's 1,000 words, but because these are letters from people, I have a lot of the text already done. You know, I just have to go back and edit it. I have to make sure that the usually when people write me, if their letters are really anything worth putting in a book, most of them they can't spell. They don't write properly. Their grammar sucks. They don't capitalize the beginning of sentences, and they don't capitalize words like I. And, Thailand and things like that. So I've got to go back and edit everything. So I banged out 2,500 words. And then I had to go get some money from the bank. So I went to the bank, got some money, had to make a deposit, took the money out from the ATM from the U.S., made a deposit. And then I thought, what am I going to do? You know, well, I got to have some breakfast. So I went and I had a vegetable sandwich at Starbucks. No coffee because I've been drinking my espresso at home. And that saved quite a bit of money, although I bought like 5 or 6 different coffees. But in the long run, it is saving me money. And I had my sandwich and I thought, okay, what do I got to do? Well, it just turns out that, you know, I was going to buy this material. I don't know what it's called, but it's just like a whiteboard kind of thing. But it's not a whiteboard you hang up. It's just kind of like a white poster board or something like that. And I was going to make a light box so that I could photograph some Olympic pins that I have that I'm going to sell. And I started looking around, and they didn't have the right kind of whiteboard, this poster board. It's a clear poster board. And what I want is I want a white poster board. I don't want like one that's kind of translucent. So, go there. I'm a little bit disappointed. But then I thought, now I don't have to carry it around. So I was thinking to myself, hey, maybe I'll go get this coffee that I want. I want to get this coffee that I tried. It's Segafredo. And I really like the taste of it. It's got an earthy taste, but it's very smooth. And there just happens to be a few places in Bangkok that sell Segafredo coffee. So I look around and I see that there is this Segafredo at Crystal Park. Now, I've never been to Crystal Park, but I've heard of it. And there was somebody from Starbucks that moved over to Crystal Park or something like that. And that's why I've heard of it. One of the girls that had been working at Starbucks in the mall, Bonkaby, supposedly transferred to Crystal Park or something. And I remembered and I thought, oh, it can't be that far away. And so, you know, I did some looking around. And sure enough, it's only 15, 20 minutes away by taxi. So I go over to Crystal Park. And they drop me off. The taxi drops me off right in front of Crystal Park. It's pouring rain now, but they drop me off, and it's covered, and as soon as I walk in, I look, and boom, there's Segafredo. There's a little coffee shop. It's not very big, but they sell all kinds of stuff, and one of the things that they sell is the espresso that I want. So I buy the espresso. They grind it up for me, and then I thought, look around for a little while. It's pouring rain. I might as well take a little look around. And let me tell you, Crystal Park, the Mall Bonkaby doesn't have anything on Crystal Park, aside from maybe being a little bit there's being more floors. I think Crystal Park has like 2 or 3 floors at its highest level, and the Mall Bonkaby has like 5 or 6. But the stores in Crystal Park tend to be from what I've seen, they tend to be a little bit better, a little higher end. And so I would say that Crystal Park is a notch up from the Mall Bonkaby. So I think every once in a while I'm going to start going there. And that'll be my little place to go have lunch or something like that. You know, it's only about 15 minutes away, 20 minutes away from my house. And the mall is like 5 or 10 minutes away, so it's not all that much farther away. And, you know, I was just rolling through the mall there, just looking around, and I saw DJI, which, you know, if you know anything about the Phantom, the DJI Phantom, you know, it's a hot thing right now, and it's a drone. And I've been thinking about saving up for a drone so that I could add to my videos, and I don't know if I'm going to buy one, but they also have the Osmo? Osmos or Osmo, I think. And that's pretty good, too. You can carry it around. And basically, it's just like a little monopod with a gimbal on it. And you can either put your iPhone on it, or you can buy the one, it's more expensive, with the camera on it. And that's not really, that's not a drone. That's just like a monopod with a gimbal on it. So it keeps everything steady. So in other words, if you're walking through a crowd, and you got that thing, you're walking through, and boom, it's not a problem. Everything is nice and steady, which is a problem in my videos. And, you know, I don't like that. But, you know, it's like funds tend to be limited, and I can't be spending, you know, thousands of dollars all the time on equipment. Now, the Phantom, I think it was the most expensive one was, I think it was maybe $43,000 or $49,000. I forget. I think it was $43,200 baht, and it came with a couple of batteries, and that was the professional grade one. And I think I could probably do with the middle one. I don't remember what it's called, but there was like standard, and then there's like premium and like professional, something like that. So I was just looking around, and I just thought, oh, well, you know, let me take a look at these, because I haven't seen any DJI shops anywhere in Bangkok. And so when I saw it, I was like, oh, I got to check it out. And then right next door was a place, and I don't remember the name of it, but there's I got a photo of it just so that if I forgot the name of it, I have the name of it. And they sold all kinds of protein powder and stuff like that. And I was like, wow, you know, this is not a GNC, which, you know, if you know anything about GNC, GNC generally sucks. Or their prices are so high that it's not really worth – it's not really worth buying from them. You know, so I tend to never go there. I used to a while back, but there's a place that sells Musashi stuff, like protein bars and protein powder and all kind of drinks and stuff like that. Well, they sell the stuff at a much better price than GNC. And GNC, like many places in Thailand, they always have these promotions. Oh, yeah, you get this one and you get 50% off. And you know, the thing is they have so many promotions that you don't know what's the real price. And they do that to confuse people. And, you know, I hate that shit. And I don't really like the GNC product, you know, their own product. I don't particularly like it. So it's like I just don't go there anymore. And, you know, yeah, so anyway, you know, it's a nice place. They got, like, Asia Books there, which – they don't have Kinokuniya, which is a bookstore that I really prefer. It's the best bookstore in Thailand, in my opinion. And the thing with the bookstores is that if you really want something, you could just look online and see if they have it, and they'll deliver it like on the next day or the day after that. And you know, if you've got to have it that day, you can always go there. I can always go down to Emporium or what is it, E.M. Courtier, and go to Kinokuniya Books and go buy the book there if they have it, and Asia Books doesn't have it. But there is an Asia Books at Crystal Park. And something else is that they have a lot of restaurants, or at least some restaurants, that like the Mall Bonkaby doesn't have. I don't even know the names of some of them, but they have restaurants that the Mall Bonkaby doesn't have. I noticed, you know, several of them, and I went, oh, they don't have that at the Mall Bonkaby. I'm like, why doesn't the Mall Bonkaby have this store? And, you know, there's a lot of things that are different. So I think, you know, like I said, I'm going to start going there. But one thing I've been thinking about, lately is traveling and photography. And, you know, I did my trip from Chiang Rai, and I'm still not giving it away because I really want to edit it, and I want it to look good. I want the videos to look good, and I'm not really happy with how they've been turning out. And I've been sitting on the stuff, and I don't really want to sit on it any longer because it's just, you know, it's a waste. I should just do all one episode or something like that. But anyway, you know, I've been thinking about traveling a lot in my photography, and I'm trying to get my book done. I have a second book that's going to get done, and then I have a third book and fourth book and actually probably a fifth book planned in my head. And I want to start doing some T-shirts for my website, and I want to make some photo T-shirts also. From my photos, I have a particular border that I want, and I want to put the photos up and get them on these shirts. And I want to start doing T-shirts and stuff, and then next year I want to have a calendar. I've got all these things planned, but, you know, I just don't have enough time in one day to do it. And, yeah, granted, I went and ran an errand today, but you know what? It's like if I don't do it today, I'm going to have to do it tomorrow. So my thinking is don't procrastinate, get it done. I wanted that coffee. So now I have Illy espresso. I have Segafredo espresso, and I like the Segafredo a little bit more because it's a little earthier taste. I've got some Thai coffee that my wife brought from Phuket, and then I've got, what is it, Bon Aroma or something like that, and I forget the other one, but I have like five coffees in my cupboard now, and I like the Segafredo the best. So anyway, so now, like, I'm doing the podcast, and after I'm done with the podcast, I have to edit two videos, throw the videos up online, throw the podcast up online, and then it's like if I want to do anything with my photography, then I have time. So right now, photography has not been a priority, and I want it to be. So I want to get this book done, and then I'll concentrate on doing a couple of photo projects, which really, you know, I haven't been happy with any photo projects that I've done since I went to Burma in, like, January of 2014. It's been like 2 years, 2.5 years. And even that one I wasn't completely happy with, but I understand, you know, that there are going to be times when you're just not going to be 100% happy with what you're doing, and I don't want to be too hard on myself. But everything I've done after that, in Nepal, in Cambodia, in Thailand, I'm just not happy with it. So I really have been trying to come up with some projects that I can do that are adventurous, that I can do physically, because there are some things that I just can't do physically anymore. And one of the things is that, you know, I'm looking more and more at going to Africa. I'm thinking about Japan. I'm thinking about different places in Thailand. But, you know, honestly, I'm bored stiff with Thailand. And I almost hate to say that, because there's just not a lot of stuff in Thailand excites me. You know, it just doesn't. Even my walk, it didn't really excite me the way that, like, going to Nepal, I was excited about it because I hadn't been there. And I actually would love to go back there, and maybe I will in the near future. I had planned to go to Vietnam, but my trip took a little longer, and, you know, there's some family obligations that I had that I couldn't do the trip. And I'm thinking about Japan, but, of course, Japan is a little expensive. So I got to consider that, and I got to think about, okay, well, what projects would I do in Japan? And, you know, the only thing I can think of is doing street photography. And, you know, to be honest, street photography is not something that most people want to put up on their wall. And I'm thinking about things that people want to put up on their wall, and that's more geared towards landscape. I don't know, you know. I mean, that's the thing. If I go to Africa, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I can go to Africa, but what am I going to shoot? What is the theme? And I have such a hard time coming up with something that is a viable project, something that will earn money. You know, now it's like, okay, I got some prints that are available. I don't know how many, maybe 50 or 100 prints. And once in a while, I make a sale, and I make some decent money from it. But I need a set of something. It's like before, okay, I was doing bare knuckle boxing. I was doing boxing. I was doing the Rohingya Muslims. I was doing street photography. Okay, you know, I can always do that kind of stuff, but I want something new. And that's the thing with me, and I get bored really quick. You know, I get bored extremely quickly. So it has to be a project that really interests me. And so far, I haven't been able to find anything. You know, I've thought about trying to photograph tigers in India, which is very difficult to get, apparently, to get a permit to do. And it's also very difficult to find them. And then, you know, you got to find them and not get eaten, which is something else. I wanted to do a project with my buddy on lions. And I think that that project was too expensive and we couldn't make any money because he wanted to make a film out of it. Now, he's making his film in Ecuador, and I was supposed to be in that, but he basically went with all women, you know, for various reasons. And so it doesn't look like I'm going to be going to Ecuador. So now, you know, I was waiting on that for like 2 years, and it just didn't come about because, you know, my buddy doesn't have complete control over what's going to happen in the movie. He's got investors he's got to answer to and other people. And you know, I was a little disappointed, but whatever, I understand. And so, you know, I've got to figure out some things to do. I'm writing my book. Like I said, I'm planning on starting a little line of T-shirts, you know, just a couple of them. But if I'm not out photographing stuff and getting what I think is a good photo, which I'm very particular because I don't think I have all that many great photos. I have some good photos, and I have a couple of very good or excellent photos. But some people might look at a photo and go, "Oh, I love that photo." You know, well, you know, does it sell? Does it have merit financially? And that's the thing that I don't usually concentrate on. I concentrate on doing whatever the hell I want. And that brings me to the subject of this podcast, the traveling portion of the podcast, which is that traveling, you know, I've been to Cambodia recently. I've been to the United States. I've been to Bali. Where else? Well, I've been to Cambodia, I think, twice. I've been to Bali once. I've been to the United States. That's all this year. So I've done a fair amount of traveling, and let me tell you, I'm sure that some of it has to do with me getting older and that just traveling is not as exciting to me as it used to be, but I just don't particularly like traveling near as much as I used to, and, you know, it is a pain in the ass. It's a pain in the ass to travel. And that's the only way I can put it. You know, you go in, it's like, and Thailand is fairly easy to get through, but you know, it's like you're wearing a belt, you got to take the belt off. You're wearing certain shoes, you got to take your shoes off, and then you got to take your socks off. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's all because of these peckerheads who, you know, who terrorize people around the world. They make it difficult for everybody else. And, you know, that's the other thing. The world is changed drastically in my lifetime. And I'm sure that, you know, people say that all the time. But to you youngsters out there, if there's anybody out there who's like 20 years old, 25 years old, even 30 years old, watch. In the next 20 years, your life is going to change drastically. My life, you know, when I was 16 years old, 17 years old, there were no computers out that people could bring home. There were no home computers. There were no laptops, PCs. And if they were, they were either huge or they were very, very expensive. And there was, you know, you didn't have the home PC. So, you know, there were video games were, you know, it was pinball machines when I was growing up. And then came Space Invaders and Pong and Space Invaders and, you know, there was Pac-Man and then Mrs. Pac-Man. Those were the big games. And then came Nintendo, and you could play Nintendo. And I had a Nintendo when I was a kid. But anyway, you know, things are changing, and I don't necessarily like the changes. And probably that's why older people get grouchy when they get older. I mean, you know, I'm relatively happy with my life. There are some things that I wanted to accomplish and that I want to see. There are things on my bucket list I want to get done. But other than that, I'm fairly happy, and you know, most of the time I'm pretty happy, and you know, I'm happy with the kids I have and with my wife and with my life and, you know, blah blah blah. But as far as the way that the world is going, hell no, I'm not happy. And you know, I just there are things going on in Thailand that make me wonder, you know, what's Thailand going to be like in 5 or 10 years? What's the United States going to be like in 5 or 10 years? What's it going to be like when we elect a new president? Because there are people that hate Clinton and there are people that hate Trump. And, you know, these people are going to – I think there are going to be – well, I don't know. I mean, I hate to say it, but I think that if ever there are presidential candidates that – people hate, I would say that this is the election when the most people in a long time have hated both candidates. You know, I don't hate the candidates, but I mean, I just think that there could be better candidates. And, you know, it's like you got Hillary Clinton, who I wouldn't trust her, you know, past the inside of my mouth. So, you know, in other words, I wouldn't trust her at all. And Donald Trump, I mean, you know, he's a bit of a wild card, and you never know what you're going to get with him. I mean, you know, what you know is that he may do something drastically different. And you know, I don't want the world to end up in a nuclear, you know, I don't want us to have a nuclear holocaust and you know, certain countries to be wiped off of the planet. I mean, you know, that's just not, I don't know, I just, you know, I think that really the United States needs to leave a few countries alone, mind their own fucking business, and they need to work on their own country because we got our own problems at home. And, you know, it's not getting any better. At least it doesn't seem like it to me. And that's why I always say, you know, I don't, first of all, I've always said this, and recently I've said it more and more, but noise pollution is a huge negative. It's massive. I mean, it's very difficult if you're living in a city to get any peace and quiet. I go into a mall and forget about it. I'm out on the street, forget about it. You just can't get any peace and quiet. Now, when I come into my office go to sleep in my room, in the bedroom, generally there is a fair amount of quiet, but the dogs bark. We got to put the dogs inside. For some reason, one of our dogs is always barking. He barks at everything that moves now. That would be Odie. He barks at everything. He barks at a motorcycle. He barks at a dog. He barks at someone talking. He barks at somebody walking by. He barks, he barks, he barks. And, you know, he's a pain in the ass. So we put him inside in the back of our house. Him and the other dog, Lala, because then, you know, they're both there together, and we got to let him out every couple of hours, and then at night we bring him in, and it's just, you know, they contribute to some of this noise pollution. And so between the problems of the world and the noise pollution, is it any wonder that there are people that just go off and do absolutely crazy shit? I don't think that it, you know, I don't think that if you ask psychologists what they think about this, I would say that is, you know, there are probably the amount of outside influences and stresses in the world that some people are dealing with probably drive them, it either drives them to drink or to do drugs, or it drives them to go berserk and do some crazy shit. And then you add religion into the mix and forget about it. Now you got way too many reasons for some nutcase to go off, when maybe in the past they were more apt to, you know, bottle it up and just be the weird person that lived next door. You know, I just saw something about another guy in New York supposedly, allegedly, is the he got busted and there was a shootout and, you know, it's like, you know, to me, it's like put the guy away and don't let him out again. He doesn't need to come out. Stop, you know, mealy-mouthing with the laws. That's what these people do. It's like, this guy's trying to kill all kinds of people. He's basically a mass murderer, even though I don't think anybody died. I think, like, 30 people were injured. But he was trying to kill them. So you can call it attempted murder. You can call it whatever you want, but he'd still hurt 30 people. So throw away the key. You know, all you're going to do is make this guy more bitter than he already is. So throw away the goddamn key and stop locking up people who are smoking pot. I mean, it's like, give me a break. You're going to smoke, you got people smoking tobacco, but oh, you can't smoke weed. Well, it's about time that, you know, weed was legalized just about everywhere in the world. I mean, you know, I would think that countries would start, you know, the light bulb would go off and they'd start going, hey, if we started growing weed and allowing it legally to be grown and to be sold, we'd have a lot more money. And guess what? We probably wouldn't have that many more medical issues or car accidents or anything like that. And you pass laws that are similar to, you know, you don't drink and drive. We don't smoke weed and drive and that kind of thing. I don't know. It just seems like a waste when you got some guy who's trying to kill people. You got child molesters and kidnappers and people who are trying to do violent crimes against people. And you put them away and they're out in 5 years. And then you got some guy who's selling weed and you throw him, you know, you throw the book at him and he's, you know, it's just the third time he's got busted or something. Oh, you're in jail for, you know, 25 years. I mean, what kind of bullshit is that? You know? So anyway, like I said, I'm not too happy with how things are going in the world, but, you know, there's only so much that you can control, and that's what I try to, that's why, you know, I try to just worry about stuff that I have control over. If I got no control over it, then, you know, what are you going to do, you know? You can't do anything, or you can do very little. And if you can do something, then, you know, you try to do something about it. But if you can't, then, you know, you know, it's like getting upset about something that you can't control is a waste of energy. So, but, you know, the traveling thing, I don't know what it is, but as I've grown older and more experienced traveling, I find traveling less enjoyable. It's a pain in the ass. You got people pushing and shoving in there. Oh, I'm in a hurry. I got to get on the plane. I don't give a shit. I don't care what your problem is, buddy. Don't elbow me in the back. You know, or you still got, you know, hundreds and thousands of people around the world who are sitting there on their freaking phone or walking down the, you know, down the terminal looking at their phone, walking into people and, you know, just being idiots. So, yeah, I just don't enjoy traveling as much as I used to. I mean, it's nice to go somewhere that you haven't been before. It's nice when everything goes right. And to tell you the truth, I haven't been on a plane the flight was delayed or postponed for any length of time. It's been years. I think the last time that there was a serious delay was like Cebu Pacific Airlines, which, decent prices on their flights, but crappy airline. I think I was supposed to take like a midnight flight somewhere, and I think they delayed it, and we didn't leave until like 8 in the morning. And they brought people like these little tiny sandwiches that they were absolutely – they were like – what do you call it? They're like little hors d'oeuvres. And they brought some of those, and they gave like you know, 100 baht for a drink or something, and then that was all they gave you. And it was like, all right, I understand it's a budget airline, but Jesus, if you can't be there on time, you can't get your act together, then you shouldn't be in business. You know, I mean, honestly, I would rather that flight prices went up a little bit so that it made it a little more difficult for people to fly. Because that way you wouldn't have so many knuckleheads trying to get on the little cheap flights. I mean, you know, and it's like a lot of times, you know, I admit it, I buy the cheap flights, but Jesus Christ, if there's a flight like on Bangkok Air instead of Nok Air, and the flight is 2,000 baht more, I'm like, you know what? I'm paying the extra 2,000 baht. It's worth it. You get what you pay for. And usually the budget airlines nickel and dime you to death. I mean, I hate that AirAsia. I can't stand AirAsia. You know, Nok Air is a little bit better. And there are some other airlines that I've flown, some budget airlines that I've flown. What was that one that I flew? It wasn't Ryanair. It was some Indonesian airline that I flew, and it was actually pretty good. I was surprised. I was like, you know, it's all right. Got me from point A to point B. You know, but it's just, I don't know, it's just not as fun. It, you know, when you're younger, and you, at least me, when I was younger, it used to be like, wow, man, I'm going to go to this place. All right. You know, I'm going somewhere exciting. Woo. Nobody else is, nobody I know is going there. It's just me. Yeah. You know, but now it's kind of like, hey, everybody goes to Thailand. I mean, you know, just about everybody at least knows somebody who has been to Thailand. In fact, some people know somebody who lives in Thailand. And so it's not what it used to be, you know? But on a positive note, I got to say that most of the time, Suvarnabhumi and Don Mueang airports are fairly efficient and easy to get through. Once in a while, there's a mass of Chinese, and, you know, once the Chinese get involved, forget about it, you know. I was getting a bowl of soup or something to, you know, while I waited for a plane. I think it was my last trip to Cambodia. And some Chinese guy walked up and he was like, I could feel his breath on my neck. He's standing right behind me and there was plenty of room. And I turned around and I said, get the fuck away from me, buddy. Don't you know about personal space? And he just, oh, sorry, sorry, oh, sorry, you know. And it's like, you know, I don't know. I don't fault the guy, but it's like, it's irritating as hell. You know, and I've grown more crotchety as I've gotten older, and I don't like people in my space. I don't like hearing all kinds of noise. You know, I was at the Starbucks meeting with somebody. It was a subscriber yesterday, and we're sitting there, and there's this Thai guy talking to another Thai guy, and it's like he's screaming at the top of his lungs. I mean, he was screaming like I am now. And there's music playing in the background. And of course, there's other people talking, but they're not talking at the top of their lungs. And me and this guy trying to carry on a conversation. And finally, I started raising my voice so that I was talking louder than this guy, so that we could hear each other. And I'm going, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? You know, what's happened to people? I don't know, you know? And maybe, you know, listen, it could be me. You know, maybe I'm just a nut job who, you know, I want things my way. But, you know, I was raised where you don't scream and yell in public and you know, there's no reason for it. And that's one thing the Chinese do very well. They scream and yell in public. And it's like you're sitting there and they're screaming and, they're right next to you. And it's like, well, you shut the fuck up. You're yelling right in my ear. I sometimes want to go, hey, cocksucker, why don't you move? Why don't you walk the 20 feet over to the lady and start talking to her like face to face instead of screaming at her like some kind of moron who, you know, has lost his hearing or something. I don't know. You know, anyway. Obviously, I'm in a great mood today. I am in a good mood. It's just when I think about it, I start getting irritated. You know, it's like, forget about that. You know, listen, Chinese, from what I know, the Hong Kong, the people in Hong Kong, the Hong Kong Chinese don't like the mainlanders because they're fucking rude and they shit all over the place and they don't have any manners. You know, I never forget the time when the baby was pissing and shitting out of his diapers because the diaper was cut out in the front and in the back. And this little kid, first he takes a dump on the floor, and we're like, ah, and we walk away. And then he's pissing all over the place. And finally, the guy that we were with, who's from Hong Kong, walks over to a security guard and says, hey, you know, come on, man. Get them to clean it up. And then he actually walked over to the lady and said, you know, you are rude and nasty. You're disgusting. You need to clean up after your kid. I mean, you know, what's the point of having Pampers on when the back is cut out and his little butt is hanging out? The kid doesn't know. It's a baby. But, you know, because she's too lazy to, I guess, I don't know what the deal is. I don't know what the reasoning behind that is. But that's one place I can never live is China. I mean, you know, every time I was there, I never had any serious issues. But I was, both times that I went, well, let's see here. I went two times for boxing, and I went once for the Beijing Olympics. So during the Olympics, everybody in the area where I was in Beijing was very well behaved. They were very proper, polite, and the Chinese people were very nice to me. The other times, well, you know, it wasn't that they weren't nice, but, you know, it wasn't that they weren't, let me think how to say this, they weren't impolite or rude to me, per se, but they certainly weren't polite. They tolerated my presence and the other people in my crew, they tolerated our presence, and that was about it. And fortunately, the promoter was a very, very good dude, and he worked hard to try to get us well taken care of. And we were well taken care of, but it's when we went out into the city that it was much different. And so, from what I know of being in China, from my times in China, there's no way I would want to be in China. No way. I just couldn't live there. I don't want to live there. I couldn't live there. And it's that place, as far as I'm concerned, I've seen enough of it, and I don't really care if I go back. You know, I got other places on my agenda. And lately, for some reason, I've been thinking about going to the UK and going to Ireland and to Great Britain. I don't know. I don't really have the desire to go to Scotland, although Wales might interest me. I have an interest in Wales for some reason. Scotland, I don't know. I just don't really, I don't know. Just, I don't have that feeling like, oh, I want to go to Scotland. Ireland, I want to go because that's where my heritage is from. You know, I like London and I like Great Britain. You know, I really, every time I've been there, I've always had a good time and the people were always cool and I get along with Brits. So, you know, I've been thinking about that too, but I've been thinking about Japan. I've been thinking, you know, hey, when am I going to go back to Nepal? And what about Africa, you know? And I have to say something now that I think about something. I did a video the other day about cockroaches, the cockroach wings and legs that I found in my cappuccino at McDonald's. And, of course, there were some smartasses who said, oh, you know, it's just protein and all. Yeah, maybe they wanted to show you what it's like in Thailand and, you know, all this other bullshit. But one guy, one asshole, I think his name was Don Tamba, and I think he's African. I could be wrong, but I think he's African. I don't know. Maybe he's a Brit. Who the hell knows? I don't know. You know, maybe he's Indian for all I know. I don't know. But he said something like, oh, you little pussy, you couldn't even handle cockroaches in your cappuccino. How are you going to handle going to Africa? It's not that I couldn't handle it, you dumb fuck. What it is if I don't ask for it, I don't want it there. And why? Listen, in Africa, if I'm out in some, you know, fifth world country where you're in a village, I understand that shit's going to happen. You know it. But when you're in a McDonald's in a shopping mall, you expect the staff to clean the goddamn coffee machine out good enough to get the cockroaches out of there. So there's no cockroach wings in your coffee. And when they give you the milk, they put the foam on top of the coffee. They look at it before they put the top on and they see the cockroach legs and wings and say, oh shit, we better clean this coffee machine and try to give him something that doesn't have cockroaches in it. See, that's the thing. So people giving me shit about this, and this one particular guy, but there's a couple people that actually said a few things that weren't so nice, but, you know, it's like, what the fuck? What planet are you living on? And what's so funny is I said to the one guy, I said, hey, you know what? I tell you what. If you wanna bitch about me complaining that I got cockroach wings in my coffee, why don't you send me a video of you drinking coffee with cockroach wings in them, in the cup? Go ahead, make a video. Show how ballsy you are. Because you know what? I've eaten worms here. I've eaten cockroaches. I've eaten bugs. You know, all kinds of shit. And I don't like them. I don't want to eat them. Now, would I eat them in a pinch? Of course. I got to survive. I'll eat whatever. You know, if I had to eat dog shit to survive, I'd probably eat it. But, you know, it doesn't mean I would like it. You know, so it's like there's no reason to be drinking cappuccino with cockroaches, you know, in the coffee. There's no reason for it. I just don't see the reason. And, you know, the girl agreed with me because as soon as she saw it, she was freaking out. So, you know, she's like, oh, my God. Oh, my Buddha. But, you know, whatever. I mean, it's not a big deal. I don't go there. Now I'm not going there. I don't go there. I didn't go there very often. And usually when I went, I would go to meet. There's one or two guys that I would meet there. Every once in a while, there'd be like three or four, but most of the times, one or two guys that go to the mall almost every day, and they go have a coffee in the morning, we shoot the shit, and that's it. But, you know, that was basically, I was going there just for that same reason. I thought, grab a little quick bite to eat, maybe get something to drink, and, you know, I'll meet my buddy here, and then I'll go over to, we'll go over and get something to eat later on for lunch or something. You know, we'll just shoot the shit. And then maybe, you know, I'll run my errands and, you know, who knows. We'll go out to lunch or do whatever. You know, I mean, it was early in the morning. It was like 8 o'clock, 8:30 in the morning. And, you know, you would think that people could clean stuff enough to where there's no cockroaches. Or at least do a QC to make sure that, hey, there's nothing floating in the coffee. You know, I mean, I understand it. Sometimes there's going to be stuff and you don't even know what's there. But, you know, it's inexcusable. So, you know, one thing that I have been doing a lot more of is I've been drinking coffee at home. And I have not had a coffee at Starbucks in close to a month. That long. And, you know, I got plenty of points. I got money on my Starbucks card. I got, you know, it's. I could easily go there and do what I've been doing. But you know what? I like the idea of making my own coffee. I have a coffee, you know, when I wake up. And then later in the afternoon, instead of having tea, I have a coffee. And that works for me. And then, you know, guess what? It costs, the really expensive coffee might cost 30 baht a cup. You know, that's like 90 cents or whatever, right? The Illy or the, what is it? I think I did if I did a 15 gram, what would it have been? It would have been like 60, no, it would have been like 50, 54 cups or something like that for 800 baht. So what would that be? That'd be about something like 15 baht a cup for the Segafredo. I mean, you know, 15 baht. And that's like a very good coffee. Now I could just go and get the coffee that's 150 baht, and you get what do you get? It's probably cost you about 5 or 6 baht per cup. But you know, whatever. I'll drink whatever. But at least I can do the quality check on my espresso and make sure that there's nothing floating around in it. And I got to say that, like I said, I think in the video, we're driving down the road and early in the morning, and I look over to the left. This is right in front of Happy Land Center, and there are rats running around everywhere. And, you know there are rats around. You know there are cockroaches. You know they're hiding in the walls and stuff like that. But, you know, when you see them, it brings it to light. And you look, and I was looking at them rats going, oh, man, I don't ever want to eat anywhere near that that corner ever again. And, you know, so maybe it taught me something. Maybe it taught me not to take eating and drinking food when you're out for granted. And somebody did write me and say, you know, I never eat out anymore because I don't want to have to worry about what's in the food. At least if I have the food, I can look at it and take a look. And if I can see it, then I can do something about it. But, you know, that way I have control over it. So I do understand that. So anyway, that's all I got for now. Until next time, until the next episode, which might be in 3 or 4 days, or it might be in another week. I'm not sure yet. I've got to get my groove on, but so far once a week is okay. But I was thinking, you know, twice a week. Yeah, I could probably swing that, get back in the routine. So I'll either have something up in another 3 or 4 days, or I'll have it up in a week. So today's the 20th. That means the 27th. That's a Tuesday. So until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Choke D, Lat, Jerk, and Mai.